WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested, see what, if anything, we get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for 2 more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate, all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
This weekend will find temperatures a bit less frigid and will bring a few snow flurries to the tri-states. Hi, I'm Jack Rutan, and it looks like a grand time for you to grab a friend and head for your favorite ski resort. Conditions are reported as excellent at Michigan's Upper Peninsula, ski resorts like Big Powderhorn, Indian Head, and Blackjack. Cross-country skiers and snowmobilers will also be able to enjoy the trails of these areas. We hear the deepest bases are presently enjoyed by Shoosh Mountain and Nubs Knob, where the figures quoted are 80 to 86 inches. Boeing Mountain and Boeing Highlands, they've got 76 inches of base with all the cross-country trails open too. Crystal Mountain and Sugarloaf, they're reporting 68 and 66 inches with their cross-country trails tracked and groomed also. Shanty Creek, bases are reported at 38 inches. Call ahead if you plan to cross-country ski at Grand Traverse. Cannonsburg and Timber Ridge, they're both enjoying good ski conditions, bases over 50 inches. Good skiing will be found at Swiss Valley, where the bases are reported up to 40 inches, and Bittersweet have 35 inches of base. Mount Brighton and Mount Holly in southeastern Michigan, they're expecting good crowds this weekend. They report a 40-inch base. Special events scheduled are NASTAR races and a Kneisel Championship race at Nubs Knob, a sock hop and a snowboard races at Mount Brighton, a beach party at Cannonsburg, and special rates Sunday at Swiss Valley. Snow Trails in Ohio will also have their ski carnival this weekend. Mount Wawasee in Indiana, they'll also be skiing on bases of 8 to 28 inches. Listen to Wawa Radio for updated ski reports by Jack Ruth.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at high noon.
The Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the New World Order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Yes, and the Crazy Boys are back.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford.
Willem Bagus and Melanie Reffes coming to you from the Fraser Hickson Library here in a suburb of Montreal.
Yes, it's celebrating Travel Day here at the library. Aladdin Travel of Montreal is hosting the Travel Day, talking about destinations far and wide, including a motor coach tour that they are having down to New York City, that you can give them a call at 514-489-5723, as well as with regards to discounted airfares to the United States, where you don't have to stay a Saturday night, that ubiquitous Saturday night stay that often means you'd have to otherwise spend $3,000, $4,000 to get to a destination. You can reserve up to 2 days in advance and pay some reasonable fares in the $400, $500
range. I don't know if Sylvia heard you, that we mentioned Aladdin Travel on the air.
Oh, yes, 514-489-5723. And one of the destinations that you can also find out more information about with regards to escorted tours, I know Globus Gateway has a number of tours that include Jordan, and that's our destination that we're profiling today on Travel World with Melanie Reffes. One of those places that you hear about it, and it's exotic sounding, but what exactly is there going on in Jordan? Welcome, Melanie.
Welcome, Stephen and Will, and both of you. Nice to be back from the Middle East. What an extraordinary adventure that was, I must tell you. And, you know, as somebody said to me when I was over there, Jordan's a wonderfully safe country. It just happens to be in a bad neighborhood. surrounded, of course, by Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Israel, you know, Syria. It's really in a hotbed. It's in a part of the world where a lot of people are a little bit cautious to go. But Jordan is extraordinarily safe, sort of like the Singapore of the Middle East.
Now, there's a lot of countries in that area are relying on tourism dollars. And what exactly has happened after September 11th with regards to their tourism industry?
Let me back it up a bit, actually, to 1994, when Israel and Jordan signed a peace accord which opened the doors for tourism back and forth between the two countries. And, of course, Israel's always been a popular destination, a little less so now, needless to say. And they were getting all kinds of tourists going through the Israeli border to Jordan. After September 11th, the tourism industry in Jordan really fell off the mark. And it's quite sad to see an extraordinary country that's virtually empty. It's not a Gulf state as the others are in the Persian Gulf. There's no oil, so they rely very heavily on tourism dollars. And as sad as it is for the Jordanians, it's definitely the time for us North Americans to get over there. You have the run of the country, basically.
And they're very welcoming when the tourists do arrive.
Middle Eastern hospitality is legendary in all of the countries. They take you in your home to give you tea and their rather strong rocket fuel-like coffee. They'll stop you on the street if you look a little bit lost. I was wandering about Amman a couple of times and I might have looked a bit befuddled for a Westerner, and people were saying, can I help you? Can I show you? Do you need a map? Do you need a ride? Very, very friendly, warm, hospitable people all throughout the Middle East, particularly so in Jordan, which is what makes it such a safe country.
Now, you didn't feel ill at ease at all? You felt like you were in any other Western nation?
You know, to tell you the truth, I felt ill at ease here before I went.
Really?
Because people were saying to me, you're going where? You're going to Jordan?
Yeah.
Do you mean Jordan, Ohio? What are you out of your mind? Are you nuts? Why don't you go somewhere else? And then as soon as I managed to put that aside and got on the Royal Jordanian flight out of New York and landed in Jordan, it is completely safe. You feel a very welcoming sensibility. There's no danger. They have no crime rate, basically, at all.
Are you serious?
All. Yeah, it's very, very safe. And I was traveling alone as a woman, as a Western woman. So
well, that's the thing that intrigues us the most, because from that perspective, it's a question of safety. Like myself, I have no problem walking alone in New York City. Yet your garden variety Montrealer woman would walk through New York City and could possibly get frightened in certain areas.
I think some of that, and you know, to use example of New York, certainly some of that is sort of the vibe you give off. I mean, you're a street smart guy, Willem, so
yeah.
You're walking around New York and you don't look like you're scared or frightened.
Right.
Certainly when I was in Jordan, because I have light hair and I'm female and I was wearing Western clothes, of course, I was a bit of a, shall I say, curiosity item to some passerbys. But that's all it was a curiosity. And I had the same toward them, I suppose. So it kind of went both ways. But never did I feel not safe or not welcome. And that's very important to stress, because as you quite rightly said, people are not going to the Middle East now, and it's really a misconception.
Well, you'd figure that the entire area would be some kind of a war zone, the way the publicity has it these days. And that's part of it. And you also brought up a point a little bit earlier about being street smart and whatever. A lot of it has to do whether you act like a victim or not. If you don't act like a victim, and you look like you know where you're going, and you've got it all together, even if you don't, just head someplace, then you'll be safe.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'm convinced, as with all the travel that I do, that the vibe that you give off wherever you are is what people are picking up. And if they're feeling a sense of trepidation from you, then they're going to react to you that way.
That's right.
And if you have some confidence, but maybe a bit of confusion because you don't know the streets in Amman, or in my case, of course, I don't read Arabic, they're more than happy to help you. And the other interesting point you said was that, yeah, we do get a lot of bad press, the Middle East. And when you're over there and you see the reporting done over there in the Jordan Times or through Al Jazeera, which we're now seeing on CNN, you see that there definitely are, as it were, two sides to every story, and it's interesting as a journalist to see it.
You brought up a point about the about the Arabic signs. Are they bilingual? Do you have Arabic and English so you can find your way around? Because I know in Libya, they took it all away.
Libya is not particularly, shall we say, welcoming to Western tourists.
That's true.
Jordan, on the other hand, is the antithesis to that, and it is a completely bilingual country. They started teaching English to the current generation when they were in fifth grade, but
okay.
They just changed it, and they're now starting in first grade. So everybody there speaks English. There's the odd cab driver who might be more of an elderly gentleman who really doesn't catch the drift of the English.
So they figure it doesn't work in Quebec, it doesn't work in Jordan either.
Believe me, I was plenty used to some cab drivers not understanding English.
Sure.
But coming from Montreal. But generally, everybody there speaks English. The menus are in English. The signs are in English.
Well, then it sounds like a place that you would go to and you'd have no trouble finding your way around. In the streets, is it geared towards tourists? Like, are there public maps, for instance, for you to say, you are here or you are not all here, as it is the case of the Douglas Hospital?
The Jordan Tourism Board has done a wonderful job of putting their tourism kiosks and things all throughout Jordan, so it is very accessible to tourists. There are maps literally everywhere you go. As I said before, tourism is really their number one industry. Not doing so well right now, but their infrastructure is set up so that they are welcoming to tourists with brochures. Even at the airport in Amman, you can get all kinds of stuff.
And so welcoming that they'll invite you right into their own home for some tremendous Jordanian hospitality.
Well, not only will they invite you into their own home, but I was in the Wadi Rum Desert where they filmed Lawrence of Arabia, and I got invited into a Bedouin tent, which they prefer to call a house of hair because of the goat hair that's used to make it.
Okay.
Tent apparently is not the PC word to use in the Middle East. It looks like a tent, so we can call it a tent. But I was invited in by a family of Bedouins who live in the desert for a wonderfully delicious cup of mint tea, and there was no check, no bill. It's great.
Very hospitable people. Now, there's a lot of world-class attractions in Jordan that people know about, but they can't really locate on the map and say, oh, yeah, that is in Jordan.
Petra is the number one visited attraction in Jordan, and that's where they filmed Indiana Jones. So anyone who's ever seen Indiana Jones can imagine what Petra looks like. This is a Greco-Roman city that was built first century AD and not really discovered until the early 1800s by a Swiss explorer.
Petra. Sounds like the name of somebody I went to school with.
P-E-T-R-A.
P-E-T-R-A. As I say, it's the number one visited tourist attraction. Generally, they get about 3,000 tourists a day going through Petra. When I was there, there were five other people. That's how quiet the tourism business is. So go right now, you'll have the run of it.
That's never any fun when there's a whole crowd of people, but this is the time of get away to destinations that are traditionally very busy, and Jordan one of them, and some great deals out there that you can check out. When we return on Travel World, talking to Melanie Reffes about her experiences in the Middle East and Jordan, you're listening to Travel World on the Travel World NASCAR radio network across America via satellite and on the internet at www.twc.ca, our listener resource.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual better off, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual better off, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location. When you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain, visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program. The
Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich. And that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow it.
But anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Yes, I know this normally goes with the islands, but Jordan is a hot place.
Hot in more ways than one. Welcome back to Travel World. Stephen Pickles, Dylan Backus, with Melanie Reffes. Today coming to you from the Fraser Hickson Library in Montreal. Travel day here at the library. And we were just talking before the break about Petra, and you were saying that is...
Yeah, what about her?
No, that's a different picture. Flavia's sister. Yes. Favorite spot in Jordan, somewhere you'd return to?
I would return to Petra. It was visually surreal to see this old, old, 2,000-year-old Roman town.
I would return to Petra, but she told me to get lost.
Okay, Willem. Willem should keep his day job, which is being on the radio.
He'll never replace Mitch.
When you walk into Petra, you're looking at a city that it was in existence 2,000 years ago. You're seeing markets and staircases and palaces, even a basilica. And to get tourists in now, they've slashed the admission price in half. Before the break, we were saying that Petra's usually got between 1,000 and 3,000 tourists in there a day, and they really don't have anywhere near that now.
Really gets around that girl.
So the admission is cheaper. The guides are easier to find. You can take camel rides while you're inside. The Bedouins are selling handicrafts and jewelry. It's really quite a wonderful experience. So, yes, Stephen, you're quite right. I would definitely return to Petra.
And some great food as well. You brought even a sample in here to show us some Jordanian food. We can eat it live on the air. Take a break and eat and chomp on the air.
Jordanian food is wonderful. We talked before about Middle Eastern hospitality, and it all stems, of course, to the food as well. There's all kinds of fresh and plentiful healthy salads. You get a selection of salads, in fact, before every meal. So just a little tip to all of us North Americans going over there, don't eat all of the salads because the main meal is still coming. It's a Muslim country, of course, so there's no pork, so you see a lot of chicken and you see a lot of beef. You don't see that much fish, which was a bit surprising to me because it's surrounded by water. But the chicken and the beef is wonderfully flavorful with all kinds of cardamom and cumin. And yes, you're too bad this is radio because you can't see anything, so we'll try to describe it. The national dish of Jordan is something called mansaf, and I brought a little box back of mansaf spices. And they what they do is take a saffron rice with all kinds of, not spicy, but spices like cardamom, and they put a very heavy, I think it might have been goat or camel yogurt over the rice and serve it with the chicken. And it's something like a Lebanese yogurt. It's very heavy. You want to take a siesta afterwards. You got to try a mansaf once.
Don't yell that on an airplane.
I think you got to definitely try the mansaf once. That's probably enough for a lot of our North American innards, but it's quite tasty, but I'd say a bit filling.
Well, that's one of the fun things about taking a trip is sampling. Even if you never do it again, sampling it when you're there and getting really into the feel of the destination.
The other thing about food in Jordan is they eat, as many countries do, their big meal in the middle of the day.
Right.
And then a sort of lighter dinner a bit later on. And we in America are not all that used to that. So what we end up doing is eating two big meals every day. And by the end of a week or so in an exotic place like Jordan, you really got to get yourself back on the treadmill.
How easy is it to get around Jordan once you're there?
It's a great question because I think that's what intimidates a lot of tourists about going to sort of these far away and exotic locations. Jordan is very easy to get around either by yourself, which is always a fun adventure, but if you're a little more timid than wanting to navigate Jordan by yourself, there's 700 guides in Jordan, 400 of whom speak English. And you can hook yourself up with one of them by logging onto their website, which we'll give out in a few minutes. And they'll set you up with a guide. They're rather inexperienced. You can get a 4x4. I had a guide called Camel, who's done Camel with a K. And he was a fun guy that knew every nook and cranny of Jordan, made it so enjoyable. And it's so great because you get a relationship with the guide when you're with them for a week. And they get to know your likes and dislikes and what you like to eat and when you like to stop and how many bathroom breaks you need, etc., and what you need in your hotel room. Camel was terrific for that. There's a lot of guides, and they're really looking for work now.
Was he the guy that operated that actual camel that's drinking your water in that picture?
Isn't that a great photo? We were at Petra, and there was a camel. I had a bottle of water, which you should bring a lot of with you. The camel just took it from me. Can you imagine the gall? I thought they never drank water. Anyway, we, of course, snapped a photo because I obviously am a tourist. No, Camel with a K is not that same camel, although whenever there's a sign that says camel crossing on the road, he likes to pose in front of it because it's a good photo op for him.
Or Camel Crossing, that's a place where you make camels angry. Or the camel in the picture was probably drinking your water because it realized that Oasis broke up.
I think the camel in the picture was drinking my water because the camels are very tourism savvy over there in Jordan, and they know a good photo op when they see it.
There you go. We've got ourselves some showman camels.
Yes, people and camels going together, just looking to get into those Western photographs. Now, the number that we were mentioning before, 1-877-C-JORDAN, that's S-E-E-J-O-R-D-A-N, on the internet at www.cjordan.org for all the information about getting a guide in Jordan, as well as other information pertaining to the country and its attractions. Now, the major city is Amman, and it, too, is worth a couple of days just touring around.
Amman is definitely worth a couple of days, if for no other reason than it's a bustling, busy Middle Eastern city, and that in itself, for me, is a lot of fun. The streets are crowded, there's the open marketplaces or souks, there's a lot of cafes, a lot of street action, so people watching is primo. So for all of you guys who just like to sit and have one of those really strong Arab coffees and watch the Arab world go by, Amman's a perfect place to do it.
How modern is that city? I mean, skyscrapers, glass buildings like you have here? What exactly?
I actually had the same question, too, when I was on my way into Amman, not really knowing what to expect. And it's just, as you say, it's got the modern Western look to it, and it also has the old quarter. So you get that interesting juxtaposition that you see, actually, in a lot of cities, even here in Montreal, the old quarter and the new, and all the modern North American hotel chains are there, too. So there's a McDonald's. So, you know, you sort of, you see, there's always a little bit of the West that seeps in everywhere.
It's going everywhere, yes, that's certainly the truth.
Is there an M place that you visited? You see, because Jordan is a notable break from the usual Melanie places to go, the M places. You know, you went to Mexico or the B's for the Barbados, so you working on the J's?
You know, Willem, you've taken a few minutes to come to that question, and I've been chomping at the bit to answer it because I knew you were going to ask me. I made a point in Jordan to stay at the Mövenpick.
There we go.
Just for the benefit of the show. Not, of course, the ice cream that the Mövenpick is so famous for. It was only because it was an M destination and property, and that is my duty here on Travel World.
That's right.
So I hope I answered your question and not disappointed you.
No, not disappointed. Melanie came through like a trooper.
Oh, yes, and that's a good hotel chain. Very European in flavor.
Yes, it is. I think it's German or Swiss owned. And they here in North America are known for their ice cream. And in the hotels in Jordan, I stayed in three of them. They have an ice cream parlor in the lobby. And that ice cream is pretty good. Not so great in January when it was a bit chilly in Jordan, but I bet it goes down real well in July. And
They have chili ice cream?
Chili flavor, cardamom. And they're empty, the hotels, so you can get, they have all kinds of deals. I know this coming weekend, not that any of our audience is going to rush over to Jordan for Valentine's Day, but they do have a good special for Valentine's Day and all kinds of other promotions throughout the spring. So you should check them on the web, Mövenpick. There's a wonderful one on the Dead Sea with a spa, which was really a dream come true.
Spa. You went to this spa?
Did you get any of the special treatments that they had at the spa?
The spa at the Dead Sea is legendary. It's medicinal, in fact. Let me just give you a couple of little numbers here. It's the lowest point on Earth, which puts it in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's also the saltiest sea in the world.
The lowest point?
The lowest point in the world, which means you go into the Dead Sea and you don't sink. You just literally float because of the salt, and it's because it's so low on the planet.
I always thought the Dead Sea was high altitude, Steve.
No, it's lower. It's like below sea level. So
how far below sea level?
400 meters below sea level. So this is, as I say, that's why it's gotten itself in the Guinness Book of World Records. Lowest spot on the planet is the Dead Sea. And it is salty. I mean, you go in there and you don't want to put your head in there because it's not good in the eyes. But you can certainly feel the salt and you can feel it on your skin. You've got to wash it off. The Dead Sea mud, we've all heard about the Dead Sea mud. Your skin, you go in 80 years old, you come out 25, honestly.
It's the true fountain of youth, but not in Florida. It's in the Middle East. And of course, you can have those fun experiences of floating, but without that claustrophobic experience that Vic was telling us about when he went to Sedona and went in the flotation chamber. They're trying to replicate that type of feeling of the Dead Sea. Why take one of those phony type of chambers when you can go to the Dead Sea and experience the true Dead Sea experience?
Yes.
There's also a spa at the Mövenpick at the Dead Sea where you can get all kinds of treatments using the Dead Sea mud and the bath oils and the salts and all that stuff. So people do go for sort of a healing kind of vacation, sort of a therapeutic stay, which is a great, you know, reason to travel all the way over there, make your skin look better.
It's a combination of history, food, the experiences of the spa and the Dead Sea. A lot comes together in Jordan. The number again, 1-877-C-JORDAN, on the internet at www.cjordan.org, as we talk about Jordan this morning on Travel World with Melanie Reffes. A man, we were talking about the modern nature of the city, and you had something to say, Willem.
Well, is there a sister city? A woman.
Oh, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Willem. And I'll have to say, yes, I went to a man without a man, because I know you would get to that eventually. So I just burst it for you. There you go.
There you go.
A lot of fun today on Travel World. And we're coming to you on the Travel World NASCAR radio network across America via satellite. When we return, more about Jordan with Melanie Reffes.
Across America via satellite.
London, the Banshee. What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help. Travel World Radio Show.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Birdie, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
news, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name? Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control?
Of course, it's rating season.
Baby's got yes. My heart.
Rating time brings out the best of Hughes Library.
So we gotta put in some more tests.
Yes, we should get to the trumpeter on the air with us, too.
Bring me some water. We just talked about camels.
It was another reason to do that, but of course, we always got to find a way of squeezing in Melissa Etheridge, because as we all know.
Oh, yes, as the consultants say.
Lesbians equals ratings.
Yes, and the number for Movenpick Hotels, it's an international toll free call anywhere in the world, 800-1111-2222, Movenpick-hotels.com for their two properties that we were talking about as the places to stay in Jordan.
Melanie stayed in an M place. Did not let us down.
She didn't let us down. She didn't let us down either with her penchant for shopping. And she
chili flavored ice cream.
Some of that in Jordan as well.
Okay, I'm going to take that penchant for shopping question with all due respect, eh, Stephen?
Oh, yes. It was met with the best of intentions, yes.
Yes, the penchant for shopping, the shopaholic. Yes.
Okay, now, the Middle East is a wonderful shopper's paradise. It's not exactly a shop till you drop kind of place like New York, but the stuff you can find, you can't
or
really find
Mexico.
Anywhere else. Or Mexico is, of course, the
Manhattan.
Shopper's paradise. Jordan, though, if you're going to be shopping over there, you should really look for the local handicrafts, because that's always the best kind of stuff to bring back. And what's really sort of shopping for a cause is something called the Jordan River Foundation, set up by the Queen back in the mid-90s, and all the money goes to women to help them become more independent, which is very interesting to hear in a Middle Eastern country. So you can buy all kinds of embroidery and handicrafts, clothing, tablecloths, beautiful stuff, incredible-looking jewelry as well. The other thing, you guys, if you ever head to Jordan, you're going to want to bring back a water pipe. That's a very common and popular thing to do in the bars over there, and filled with tobacco and some kind of fruit-flavored thing. The room smells a bit like a banana after a couple of minutes, but everyone's quite happy after smoking the water pipe, and you can get them in any kind of store all through Amman or Aqaba or any of the little towns throughout Jordan. So there's a ton of good stuff. And the other thing is, go into a supermarket. Bring back mint tea or cinnamon tea or some of the cardamom spices or cumin spices. It's always good to go where the local shop. You find really great buys for shop for souvenirs and things.
And your guide and, of course, the people at the hotel can send you in the right direction to where you should be going to pick up those articles.
They always can definitely send you in the right direction because, of course, they live there, so they can tell you where they shop or their family shop. And I should say that the gift shops in the hotels are better than I thought. Usually you kind of walk real fast past a gift shop, but the one in the Intercontinental in Amman is a spectacular gift shop run by a Palestinian Jordanian, and it has amazing handicrafts. So check that out if you're in Amman. I loved it, and he's a lovely guy on top of it.
What is the best time of year to visit Jordan? You were mentioning that this time of year it can get kind of cool and not too many people.
Two answers to that. First is weather-wise. High season for Jordan is April, May, and then again October, November. Way too hot in the summer, apparently. Really hot, upwards of about 35 degrees Celsius. Could get even hotter in the desert. So those are the times to go for the, just if you're considering weather. But because the tourist industry there is really suffering right now, the best time to go is now, because there's nobody there. So you have wonderful service in restaurants and hotels from those who have managed to hang on to their jobs during this slump. The tourist attractions like Petra are empty. If you can stand a little bit on the cool side, maybe 30 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, bring an extra pair of socks, and you'll love Jordan now. It's not crowded. It's the best time to go.
You can even stay out in a Bedouin bed and breakfast and experience that whole tent feeling for yourself.
There is a Bedouin bed and breakfast in the Wadi Rum Desert, where, as I mentioned, they filmed Lawrence of Arabia. And it's not, it sounds like it's a roughing it kind of thing, and it is in a sense. It's not a big hotel like the Movenpick or the Intercontinental. But it is a Bedouin experience, and you eat in the tent or the House of Hair, as we mentioned, and you sleep there as well. And they even have room service. They'll bring you breakfast to your tent. So what a great romantic idea, I would suggest, in a tent with the Bedouins.
How many people can the Bedouin bed and breakfast accommodate? Is it just one tent, or is it a series of tents?
I think they told me they can take between 100 and 150 people. So they have several tents. Of course, they're not putting everyone in the same. There's different, as in a hotel, there's different varieties, sort of the deluxe tent, the primo tent, a little bit less expensive tent. It's about between $30 and $70 U.S. a night to stay at the Bedouin B&B. So that's a great bargain and a wonderful experience. You also get to see the stars at night.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. I think I'd rather spend time in a tent in the desert and looking at the stars than some of the other experiences people have talked about on the show, like ice hotels in the middle of winter time.
Wasn't that you who promoted the ice hotel?
I promoted it, but I didn't have to go there.
Oh,
I said what I would personally like to experience. Lots of things I'd like to assign correspondents to try, you know, wrestling the crocodiles in the Amazon jungle.
Or
your next assignment.
Going to the rattlesnake pet museum.
Yeah.
He lives through us voyeuristically sometimes. Doesn't mean he's going to sit in the ice, sleep in the ice
hotel
for
Steven
a weekend.
Because we all know that Steven is quite the voyeur.
Oh, yes. I like watching and experience. And
just to say you like to watch.
I like to watch. Right. I like to watch. I like to listen. Jordan also has a number of strange things or honors or four times or... Yeah, just thinking of watching things. have to watch. The Guinness Book of World Records, it's listed a number of times.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? They're actually in the Guinness Book for four different reasons. One of them I mentioned earlier, Queen Rania, the current queen, is the youngest monarch in the world. She's about 31. They have the lowest suicide rate of any country in the world. That's the second reason Jordan's in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's the lowest point on Earth, which I mentioned before, which is 1,300 feet below sea level at the Dead Sea. And the fourth reason, Willem, this one's for you. That's why I'm including it. There are more internet cafes on one street in the town of Erbid near the Syrian border than there are anywhere else in the world. There are 200 internet cafes on this one street in the north of Jordan, and that's put it in the Guinness Book of World Records. So for me, who wants to check my email, that is a dream come true.
So that is where all those people that you meet in chat rooms really are living. They're all in Jordan. They're all not in Texas and Louisiana. They're all in Jordan.
I thought
they're
one of the reasons
Jordan,
would
exactly.
be the. I thought one of the only reasons, the only peaceful Middle Eastern country.
Could very well be. Could very well be. Now, you'd go back tomorrow. Plan for maybe even a return visit.
Oh, I would love a return visit, and now that
Many
I had my
visits.
Sort of Jordan 101 primer course, I would go back with a bit more experience, and I would certainly see the things I didn't see and some of them that I did see. I would have to secure the same guide, Camel, because he was so great in pointing out all what he thought us Westerners would like to see in some of the more Jordanian things that we wouldn't think of on our own. And just to go, just for a vacation, it's a wonderfully, as you mentioned, safe, relatively inexpensive, and it's also exotic.
You'd be dangerous going there a second time, Melanie. You'd be dangerous. I mean, now you know all the best places to go and all the places to shop. Watch out, here she comes.
Once people go to that area once, they do tend to return. A good primer, if you're just thinking about Jordan and you may not want to travel that far for visiting one country, there are a number of tours, and as I mentioned earlier, a company like Globus Gateway, which is one of the major North American tour operators, you can combine Jordan with Egypt, with Israel. They have 2- and 3-country tours that if you're going to travel that far a distance, you don't necessarily have to spend 6 days and just come straight home. You can plan for 7 to 14 days and see a variety of countries.
Many people do that, actually. They either go to Israel and cross over to Jordan, or they even go to Europe and then take a flight to Amman, spend some time in London or Geneva or Paris. So you can really get a bit sort of a bang for your buck and a whole varied type of adventure if you are ending up in Jordan but want to spend some days in another country. It's a good idea.
A number of carriers will allow you that free European stopover. If your ticket is issued through a tour operator, you can ask for your free European stopover, and that is a great thing to do, because why, if you're paying the ticket to Jordan, why pay and not get the free stop?
Or a good travel agency, such as which travel agency, Stephen?
Aladdin Travel, 514-489-5723, with different fares, not just to Jordan, but around the world. We're talking about the wholesaler and consolidator fares that allow you to book right up practically to the last minute and waive some of those advance purchase and minimum stay requirements, give you that free stopover in Europe with all of the major airlines, 514-489-5723, and of course the USA on business fares, which we list on our website at twc.ca, where you can reserve up to 2 days in advance, stay just 2 nights minimum. You were talking about going to Washington, D.C. this week, and some sucker company did have to pay over $1,150 U.S. dollars because they didn't book 2 days in advance, and because they said, oh, no, we're going to use a particular airline through the USA on business fares at Aladdin Travel, 2 days advance, instead of $1,200, you could have paid $300.
I think Sylvia heard you mention Aladdin Travel on the air.
514-489-5723. And we're going to be talking today later on with Travel Books. That's our next feature, Travel Books, here at the Fraser Hickson Library.
Because special
that's
guest,
we're coming to you today from on Travel Day here at the Fraser Hickson Library in Montreal with Aladdin Travel and the people here at the Fraser Hickson.
And what section is travel in the Dewey Decimal System?
Well, you can go over to that poster there, Willem, and memorize the Dewey Decimal System. All I remember is 921 is biography. I did check in the book catalog there, and they do not carry The Heroin Merchants by Vic Phillips, so I'm sure he will have to give them a call. So
we have to find Conan the librarian.
We're talking to Melody Reffes this morning. Thanks, Melody, for joining us.
Thank
talking
you.
To us about Jordan. You're listening to Travel World on the Travel World NASCAR Radio Network.
So keep on rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World keep with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Across America. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal. not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading 30. Specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here at the Fraser Hickson Library in my hometown, Montreal.
And a great place to come by for travel information. We're talking about travel trips and it's travel day here at the Fraser Hickson Library. And joining us is Fernando Montserrat, who is reference librarian here at the library and brought over a few of his selections for some great books to pick up and learn more about your favorite places and maybe whet your appetite to hit the road and hit the airwaves.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you've got a whole collection here. It'd probably take you weeks or months to get through them all if you read them cover to cover. What are some of your picks for our listeners?
Okay, well, I just thought I'd be prepared to bring more rather than less.
Always better.
You have about 4,000 books there.
Well, I've made a select. Well, the thing is that, as you obviously know, travel and travelers' attitudes have changed considerably. When I traveled about 30 years ago, there were just a couple of very general good guides available. But now things are being tailored very specifically to types of travel, types of travelers, etc. So there's a very wide variety of information that is available. There are your general no-nonsense guides, like the Fodor's guides, the Fielding's guides, which cover an incredible amount of information about countries, places to go to, things to do, etc. But there are also the travel logs. Today's travelers want to be informed about their countries. They don't just want to go and see the cathedral, see the museum. They're also interested in how the country works, what the people are like, etc. So when they come to the library, in any event, people are very often interested in getting a lot of supplementary information, you know, and things like that. I think of a book like Peter Mayle's A Year in Provence, you know, which gives a very good feeling of what life is like down there. Okay. Now, in terms of guides, as I said, the market has really exploded. Well, when I traveled, as I said, there were the folders, the Let's Go Europe, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
The whole series, yeah.
From Harvard University. But now you have a wide variety of guides, a lot of guides that are extremely well illustrated, really trying to pull people in. Things like the Insight Guides, which are very visually appealing.
What's one of your favorites?
One of my favorites?
You had to pick, like, one guidebook company.
Well, you see every book that goes through here. Yes. When you're putting them back on the shelf, some of these do catch your eye.
Well, I don't put them back on the shelf myself, but no, things certainly do catch my eyes. And I would have to say that the Insight Guides and the Eyewitness Guides are very good because they're very informative, but they're so appealing visually. I mean, if people could see it over the air, it'd be...
What you got with you? Show us one of your favorites here.
Okay, just
you got a whole tray of books here.
Whole tray of books on a library cart, and that just shows you just a fraction of books that somebody can pick up.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Well, I have an Insight Guide here on South Africa.
South Africa.
Okay. That also gives you an idea before people were interested and were traveling to Europe, you know, and that was more.
They're going further afield.
Now they're going all over the place. They're going to Nepal, they're going to Tibet, Sri Lanka, you name it.
And they're feeling more confident because they have read up on the destination. It's not such a big surprise. We get off the plane, how do we get downtown? What is the airport bus system like? What are some of the hotels that are there?
Exactly. And it's not like I mean, when I was traveling, often I would see groups of people with one person holding up a sign, you know, group 34. Mm-hmm. And it always made me think of that old Bob Hope movie, If It's Tuesday, It Must Be Belgium, you know, they would do 8 countries in 7 days type of thing. Now people like to get a good feel of the place and really get something out of it.
The pages look like they're color-coded at the top. You have a yellow section, a blue section, and a red section.
That's right. A section, like, for instance, a yellow section here, which deals with the nature in the country. A blue section, which will tell you about places to go to, you know, so you can zero in on areas of specific interest. And as you can see, they're all extremely well
The colors are very sharp, and the photography really gives you a feel for the destination as well.
Plenty of pictures.
Yeah, well, and you have to realize, of course, the market is so competitive that everybody's trying to outdo each other.
In terms of the travel books available, but these ones you feel also are fairly comprehensive in terms of their all-encompassing information about a particular destination.
Yes, I do. Although they might not be quite as comprehensive as, say, a photo or
sure.
Fielding or a Let's Go guide. You know, they pretty well eliminate all illustration and they just focus.
Right. But I like the illustrations, though. This one has illustrations in it.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them.
And you can place yourself there. You can see it's not just a description, but you can place yourself in the destination and get a mental picture of your own as to if you were there, mm-hmm. where you would be traveling.
That's right. And what's also interesting, I get a lot of people here who are interested in specific types of vacations.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody might be interested in historical trip. So now there are guides available specifically tailored to historical trips. Mm-hmm. There's a whole series about historical places in the United States. There are travel guides for disabled travelers, mm-hmm. where 30 years ago you couldn't find that at all.
There's a Dewey Decimal system for the library. The Dewey Decimal, which is the travel section come under?
It would start around the 910 section and run up until the 919.
Uh-huh. Okay, just before 921
biography. Your favorite, yes, I heard you before.
The only one I remember. The only one I remember, 921 biography. So if you're in the same section, 910 and 919 in your library to find the travel books.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what else have you got for us to show?
Well, let's see, just a moment.
And reaching into the card, it's like...
it's like spinning a wheel. Pick one.
Wheel of Fortune.
I have one here. As I said, there are more specialized guides. There are guides now catered to young families who want to travel with their children. Mm-hmm. You know, children are not necessarily welcomed everywhere.
Oh, not everywhere, no.
For various reasons.
Screaming, crying.
But I have here, for instance, an Econo Guide 98, which is geared to travel with children in Florida, Walt Disney World, etc.
And they can, for example, families traveling with pets, there's information on which properties, which hotels will accept pets.
That's right, yes. Which restaurants will allow you to eat there with the children or will encourage you to have menus for children, that type of thing.
There's so many varieties of books. We're talking about how some books are so very specialized. Remember, we had Dave Hunter on. Just he did a book simply on what attractions there were on the interstate heading down to Florida.
Not the hockey player.
No.
Or the brother of the guitar player.
Dave Hunter, the expat Brit who moved to Mississauga, Ontario, and wrote a book about taking the highway to Florida. So that's very specialized guides. But no, people who were heading down to Florida said picked up Dave Hunter's book and said, we knew exactly what was at every exit, mm-hmm. every off-ramp, and they really felt prepared.
They feel prepared, and then when they get back, they are much more enriched by their experience.
Not saying we went by there, and if we'd known that 3 miles off the highway there was a world-class railroad museum... They don't come back feeling disappointed. They know what's in the area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just to get back, there are guides tailored to people who like to go on walking tours. Okay, I have a book here, for instance, Barcelona Walks.
Intimate walking tours of Barcelona's most historic and ancient. Great for people going on a walk. You know what building you're going to be passing. Its historical significance, its architectural significance, really enriches your walking experience. We have the top of the hour, which means our programming is coming to a close for another week. Guides to bed and breakfast inns, USA, France. Many times you don't know about the bed and breakfast. They don't advertise much. There's an increased internet presence in the world. Finding out where
but like you said, there's an awful lot of material that you need. Maybe another hour.
Another hour just to go through all the books, and hours and weeks to read through them. I certainly recommend doing it if you're online. Here in Montreal, the Fraser Hickson Library, and your local library anywhere across America. And get more of your trip by
Section
910
through 919.
Yes.
That's
a lot of stuff. Yes, he'll have a test on that. Post over there afterwards, and we'll go over and memorize the Dewey Decimal System for the first time in his life.
I never got the Dewey Decimal System.
Well, remember, there's always a reference librarian that's very happy to know if you want to get one.
That's the key. Ask at the library.
It's like a conspiracy, isn't it? All the librarians, they say, let's get the system that no one else can figure out.
And they've guaranteed themselves a job for life.
That's our plan for the
That's right, you see.
It's a conspiracy.
Well, we actually had a unique experience. Today we were actually able to talk in the library.
Yes, without anyone picking it up. I think that's going to be bad for the first for us.
Yeah. I was wondering how we were going to do the show.
WLYB.
Another week. I'm Stephen Pinker.
I'm Will Abbott.
Thanks for joining.
ABB. Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA. Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB. Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO. Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special.